I am Catherine Wilborn. I am 36 years old, and I am here with my wonderful cousin,
yes.
Jane Shaw, and we are in Daphne, Alabama. The date is February 2nd, 2018. Mm-hmm. How old are you, Cousin Jane?
I am 95 years old.
95 years young.
Yes, yes. And I was born in April.
What is your birthday?
23rd of April, 1922.
Wow. So, tell me what story you have to share about Suzanne.
This story is rather odd. We were in the midst of World War II, and John and I had moved to San Diego. He went into the Navy, and right behind him, here came Mother and Daddy, and they moved out there. And behind them came my grandmother and my aunt and my uncle, and they moved out there. So we were all a family out in San Diego during the war. It was a terrible war, and we had a little house that had a I don't know what you'd call it. It was a balloon with chains hanging down so that if the plane came in to attack us, it would hit those chains and all. And also, there was I think the name of the company, Lear, I've forgotten the name of the company that built all the things of war. And they were down at the coast. Well, to protect them, Walt Disney came with tremendous nets and spread them on top of where they were working. Mm. And on top of the nets, he put houses, little houses. See, he was the fantasy of it. He could build all that stuff.
Wow.
He built little houses and cows and trees, and you thought it was part of the meta, you know. You didn't know that that underneath was the factory. And it never was attacked, thank goodness. So on the 26th of, when is Suzanne's birthday?
August 31st, 1945.
I decided it was time to have my birth.
My birth.
My daughter. And Mother went with me. And John, of course, was at it to see it. He couldn't go with us. And there, on the first floor, they informed Mother and Daddy that they could not go any further up. They'd have to just stay downstairs and wait for me to have the birth. Mm. And I thought that was rather strange, but
you had to go alone.
I had to go alone upstairs to the third floor. When we opened the door, there were 26 women around in a big circle in the cafeteria, tremendous circle. And I thought, what on earth's going on? Well, I found out an intern, I think you call him an intern, he was a sailor, and he was assigned to me to take care of me.
He was your physician?
Hmm?
He was your physician?
Heaven, no.
No?
He was about...
Like an orderly?
He was an orderly.
Okay.
There were no physicians around.
Okay.
The physicians were all sick with this disease that the sailors had brought in from Iwo Jima. It was a terrible disease. And so I had this young sailor as my doctor, and I had a sheet over me. And pretty soon I said, I think it's time that you better examine me. No, said, I'm not. He's writing something to his old girlfriend, I think. I said, yes, I think he's better. And so he peeked, and sure enough, Suzanne was being born. And it took not much time, thank goodness. And after she was born, he took a towel, I remember, and put it real tight on my forehead and went bam on the gurney and knocked me out. And that was my birth, birth.
Why did he do that? Why did he knock you out?
I guess to ease my pain, I don't know.
Did they give you any medicine?
No, not that I remember. Well, they must have. No, he didn't give me anything.
Was it maybe the overcrowding of the time?
Well, there were 26 women in there, all having a baby about the same time. Mm-hmm. See, that's the largest hospital in San Diego, Naval Hospital. There wasn't a doctor in there. If there was, I didn't see him.
Wow.
Anyway, in 3 days, they sent us home, and Suzanne said Mother said Suzanne had not even been cleaned up from birth.
Wow.
And we had a time getting out of all that mess. But she turned out all right. And I said, I could have been out in a rice field and had her easier. And that's it.
That's amazing. Do you remember the pain of childbirth?
Oh, yeah.
Was it horrible?
Hmm?
Was it horrible?
I don't remember it as horrible, but hurt, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I knew that in wartime, you do different things.
Wow.
I mean, we were afraid every minute we might get blown up, you know.
That's incredible.
Yeah, isn't that a story?
Yeah.
And the only bad part I remember, the girl next to me lost her baby. I think quite a few babies were lost in that type of birth.
More or less, you had to do everything yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And it was quite a thing. But, of course, Mother took care of me. Everything turned out all right.
Wow, that's amazing.
And my aunt and uncle helped, too.
Good.
And Daddy went out, and we had stamps, a little booklet for food.
Uh-huh.
And he found a stamp, and he found a little piece of ham. And he was so proud of that piece of ham. I remember he brought it home. Oh. That's what we had for supper.
Wow.
People don't realize what went on in that war lot. It was a hard war, even though they didn't get to our shore.
Mm-hmm.
Because things were so scarce. Gasoline you could not get, you know, and all that stuff.
Very stressful.
Mm. It was a hard war, and lost a lot of good men. that's it.
So where was your husband, John, during that time?
He was nearly to Hawaii. He was down at, he was a, oh, what do you call it? He was on a minesweeper. They were hunting submarines. And he said, "Now, if I ever come in to San Pedro with a broom turned upside down in the smokestack, that means we got one, got a submarine." Well, I never did see it but once. So they did get one.
Wow.
A submarine. Which I think that's sad too.
It is.
I feel for the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they're friendly. Mm-hmm. I hope.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow.
And that's what my book's going to be about.
What is your book going to be about?
World War II.
Well, what other stories are in your book?
Hmm?
What other stories about World War II are in your book?
Well, about, you know, what we did. And it'll be my life, really.
Yeah.
I'll be in Stonewall at my aunt and uncle's
mm-hmm.
place of business. Did you ever go to Stonewall?
No.
Oh, they bought, I don't want to go into all that, though.
Okay.
They bought a 16 cabin place, a beautiful spot in the bottom of well, he went down from Trinidad and he was up just before he went up into the mountains.
Mm-hmm. And this is in New Mexico?
And, yeah, and they I stayed with them nearly every summer. I couldn't wait to get out there.
Oh.
And I helped with the grocery store. And, you know, I was about 10 years old.
Yeah.
And I helped with horses and anything they needed that way.
That's so neat.
Yeah, had fun. And I was a bird watcher. I'd sit up in a tree for an hour to watch a bird.
Oh. What were your favorite birds?
Well, out there, the bluebirds.
Mm.
They lived in the fence posts. They had holes.
Hmm.
Most of them. It was a great life.
So, speaking of your earlier life,
mm-hmm.
tell me where you were born.
I was born in Amarillo, Texas.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And tell me your parents' full names.
What's that?
Tell me your parents' full names.
See, mother's full name was Aline Wilburn Mobley.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's name was Joseph Robert Mobley.
And what did your parents do?
Mother never worked a day in her life except at home.
Yeah.
And she was a kind of a prissy mama. She had to have parties and go dancing and all that stuff.
Wow.
And Daddy liked it too. And that was the during the kind of the jazz season, you know,
mm-hmm.
of dancing. And I remember they had a party on their her birthday, and she wanted lilacs. And they had lilacs all over the country club, real ritzy, you know.
Wow.
And it was fun. And Daddy went to his service station every day. He was never a moneymaker.
Now, what kind of work did he do?
He had a gasoline station, pumped up.
Oh, okay.
Just a gasoline station.
Uh-huh.
And Then he went to work for Wilburn. That's a whole nother story.
Wilburn Brothers Company.
Wilburn Brothers.
Oh, yes.
Still going. Still has the same name.
Mm-hmm. But no Wilburns anymore.
But no Wilburns. I think we made lots of money there. Granddad became a millionaire, and we had a ball with life then when he was so rich.
Really? So this is your grandfather?
My grandfather. See, we moved in with them.
And tell me his name.
His name was Alan H. Wilburn, and he was my grandfather. He walked from Mississippi, he and his family. He claimed he walked. I said, Nanny, Granddad, surely he had a mule or something. He said, no, but I think they did.
Yeah?
I think they had a mule or some ways of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
They came from Yazoo City, Mississippi, and ended up in Amarillo. And there was, of course, it was my grandfather was one of the pioneers. He was one of the beginning people of Amarillo. When he passed away, he had a little bouquet of white flowers on his casket, and that meant he was a veteran. I mean, he was one of the founders of Amarillo.
Wow.
And he spent his money. Well, he had a good time with it.
So who was he married to?
Hmm?
Who was he married to?
Who what?
Who was he married to?
Oh, her name was, I called her Nana.
Yeah.
what's her first name?
Craig might know when he comes.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
I don't know.
We'll think of it. I remember hearing everyone talk about Nana.
Yeah.
My dad.
Yeah, Nana.
Yeah.
Alan and... Oh, no, I think it was her first name.
That's all right.
You'll
think of it. Fair enough.
Yeah, okay.
So you and your parents
mm-hmm.
moved in with your grandparents.
Yes, because Daddy, he lost his... He was working at the company. They made corrugated steel.
Mm-hmm.
And they made, storage tanks for the cattle and, anything that needed that.
Yeah.
And Daddy had on a glove one day, and it pulled three fingers off.
Wow.
He had two fingers on that hand.
That's awful.
It was awful.
Yeah.
And... He got over it real. I mean, he didn't talk about it. He was kind of a sober man. He didn't do too much talking. But he got over it. He loved to play bridge then. They played bridge a lot. He and Mama.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, he did work, but he didn't have to. That. Accident.
Mm. Must have been really hard. That must have been really hard on him.
Ooh. I was a little baby. I don't remember anything about it, but I can imagine that it looked like that,
Yeah.
All that gone.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Amarillo. You were born there. And tell me about what you remember about your childhood.
What?
What do you remember about your childhood in Amarillo?
Oh, my childhood.
Yes. What did you like? What were your favorite things?
Of course, I had a horse.
Oh, you had a horse.
I loved a horse. We kept him in the vacant lot.
Wow.
Downtown, And he wasn't very pretty, but he sure was a good old horse.
What was his name?
Gosh. I called him Sawbones. Sawbones.
Sawbones?
Yeah. And my best friend was Dot Clutter, and she had a horse, and we'd go roaming out into the prairie about every Saturday looking for something, you know.
Wow.
There you go. Into the prairie.
Yep. We had a good time. Good time. And
where did you go to high school?
I went to Amarillo High School. And in the 12th grade, I guess it was, they asked me to paint a mural on a wall in the auditorium. I think it was in the auditorium. And I said I'd be glad to. And I did all of the buildings of Amarillo and the hospital and all that, and the country club and all over the walls. And we had a presentation and stuff. And soon after that, the school burned up.
I remember that.
I know I wasn't there. I was in college by then, but
yeah, I remember hearing about it.
It burned up. And that was the end of my mural.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. So what year did you graduate from high school?
Let's see, I was...
Was it maybe night?
I was about... It was night
41?
40, 41? 40. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
39, 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then where did you go from there?
From there, my family had a big meeting, and they decided... On a school, the man had come to visit about this school. It was a girls' school in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And so they signed me up. It was Lindenwood. It was right near the St. Louis. You had to cross a bridge, and there was St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And... let's see. I had a kind of a suite of rooms. We had a desk and bed, and then a long area and another desk and a bed. And, you know, two of us in that section. And then, my next door neighbor came in then, and well, my roommate came, and I thought, oh no, she was the biggest slob I ever saw in my life.
Oh no!
She had a big fur coat on, and she just put it on the floor and walked all over it. You know? I mean, it's from the first, I didn't care for her much, and I never did care for her much. The gal that came in, her father was owner of a bacon, I guess you'd call it bacon company. It's still going, I can't think of the name of it. I'll think of the name.
You'll think of it.
And here came her music, you know, had all the best records and all that. And she had a chauffeur that brought it up. And then the chauffeur took the horse to the stable. She brought her own horse. And I knew, Gad, boy, she's got money. And we became real good friends. And
wow.
Yeah. She was fun. I can't think of her name. I'd love to see her. She wasn't stuck up or anything.
Good.
But everybody in, they were nearly all Jewish people.
Huh.
The whole school nearly. Except me, I was.
Yeah.
But it was rich Jews. And they were rich.
Wow. So how did you feel going to the school? Did you like it?
Oh, I liked it fine, except I majored, you know, in art. When I went to the art class and the teacher was about, I think she looked like she was about 95 years old, and she had this big, lot of hair, and she'd stick the pencil in it and lose her pencil, you know.
She lost the pencil in her hair.
My art teacher. And it didn't. Who's at it?
Oh, it's Craig. Here, let's pause. Okay, so you were telling me about college.
Oh.
And you were telling me about your art teacher. So tell me more about your art classes.
Well, she kept losing her pencil. And we wrote, I bet, 3 books of history on artists. That was the main thing we did. Was write books of art, about artists.
So that was more art history.
Yeah, but we were in an art class.
Yeah.
I thought sure we'd get some.
What you did today?
We did some sketches. Of, she'd put a, like a,
what was her brand
a bust of somebody up. We'd sketch it and all that, but that wasn't what I was wanting at all.
What did you want?
I wanted art.
Yeah.
More art, like, you know, not just like, I don't know, it just wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah.
So.
When
school was out,
that's
I went home and I told the family that I wanted to change my school. So they said, well, okay.
And I
applied at the Ringling School of Art in Sarasota, Florida.
Uh-huh.
That's where the circus, you know, they wintered there.
Oh, okay.
And that there. Was...
So you were telling me about that you were not getting the art education in college that you wanted.
No.
So you
so
went...
Mother and Dad took me.
Uh-huh.
I looked up everything I knew and decided on the Ringling School of Art. The Ringling is John Ringling, north of the circus.
Wow.
Built the art school. And it was close to the circus. Not right at it, but like.
And this is in what city and state?
Hmm?
Where was this? What city and state?
Sarasota, Florida.
Okay.
So I had a roommate. We lived in an old hotel, and we really had a, you know, separate room, everybody. And we had a bathroom, and we had to have it. Lights out by 10 o'clock in our room. Not our 11, I think. So we all went to the bathroom. Each one got a tub. We kept writing and doing whatever we had to do.
Wow.
The next day, I mean, they turned the lights out, you know.
Wow, so you had to go and do your studies in the bathroom.
In the bathtub, yeah.
In the bathtub.
They had lights in the bathroom.
Yes, sir.
Let's see.
You're
on the
team? Yes, sir.
Oh, my roommate was a Slav.
Another one?
No, the one I'm talking.
Oh, the same one.
We haven't seen one yet.
She was a rich girl, but No fun at all.
Oh.
But I mean, we went our separate ways. Rebecca Rath was my good friend, the girl I told you brought a horse in. See, I had a horse at the school. It was not my horse, but it was the one they assigned me to. So, Rebecca and I did a lot of, well, we started jumping. I'd never jumped in my life, you know, with a horse.
And so this was in what phase of your life? Mm-hmm. This was when you were
Missouri, in St. Louis, Missouri.
In St. Louis, okay.
Oh, not St. Louis, it's across it. It was a little town across the river. I can't think of the name of that. I'm getting pretty old.
No way.
Anyway. Okay. Where was Lindenwood, Craig? Where was Lindenwood?
Craig. Uncle Craig. Gigi asked, where is Lindenwood?
What? What town was Lindenwood?
Gigi asked, what town was Lindenwood?
Lindenwood. What town is it in?
What town?
It's in,
huh? No. Where did I go to college?
Lewis and Clark left to go on their expedition.
You're no help.
Charlestown.
Huh? Charlestown. No,
that's the second school. The first school.
She's talking about the first school.
What's the right answer?
Forget it. Thank you.
No worries.
No way.
So how long did you go to school there? How long were you there? For
the first year was a
for
whole,
1 year.
A whole
okay.
Year. Second year was a whole year.
Why do you want to know that?
I'm writing a book here.
So you went to Lindenwood.
Lindenwood.
For 2 years.
Year.
For 1 year.
1 year.
Okay.
And then transferred to Sarasota and went to the Sarasota School of Art for 1 year.
For 1 year. Okay.
Okay.
You took my spot, and I need to be there for the reception.
I was sitting on the bed, I remember, finishing a sketch that I had to turn in. And always had the radio on. We all had a radio. And they said Pearl Harbor had been attacked. Mm. Well, boy, that just changed your whole life immediately. The school practically closed up. Nearly all the boys left and went to join up. And I'll never forget. I don't remember his name, but he was a marvelous artist. And he was one of the first ones killed.
Mm.
It was, he just went too quick.
Yeah.
And from then on, it was bad news. And John and I, we were very much in love, and we were not married, and we decided we'd get married.
So how did you meet John?
In school. He was there at school.
Okay.
And we went, and we dated a whole lot. Oh, well, I didn't date anyone else then but him.
What are you looking at?
I'm getting my school stuff done real quick.
We went. He said, I don't want to get in the regular army.
Printing stuff out.
So I said, well, you're going to have to go Navy, I guess. So we quit school and...
What'd you do today?
Went to back to Amarillo and then on to...
My neighbors.
We went to Trinidad and then on out to San Diego and he joined the Navy.
Now, when did you get married?
Summer. Usually come in the summertime, but they're here.
I don't know the date. I know we had to go to Mississippi. Couldn't find a place to get married, you know. And we went to Mississippi and found a preacher. And
where's John?
I can't give you the date.
It's okay, you'll think of it.
And
got food.
Yeah, they're gonna.
I should because isn't that your anniversary?
Do you remember the year? Do you remember the year? 42, 43?
But when was Pearl Harbor? You may not remember that.
1941.
Okay, 41 was when we got married.
Okay. So it was before or after?
Half.
Before Pearl Harbor or after?
Oh, after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we were.
So what was John like? Tell me what you liked about him.
Oh, he was the most marvelous person in me. Just good looking man, and I just loved him. he could draw anything, paint anything.
Wow.
And he's the one that went to work for the comic strip. After school, Mr. Hamlin lived close to the school. And John would go down and sketch for, in fact, he ended up doing the comic strip. And he sure did love that comic strip.
Wow.
And it just ruined his whole, you know, business life. That's all he wanted to do was that.
Hmm.
But the war fouled him up.
So he was in the Navy.
Yeah, we went to San Diego and he joined the Navy. And he was in boot camp with one of the best movie stars we had. I can't think of his name. Mm-hmm. All the movie stars were in the war, really.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Fred Astaire. No, Fred Astaire was a dancer. I can't think of this man's name either. But I said, "John, I want to see him." And he said, "You can't see him, we're in boot camp." I'd go and peek, try to see the movie star.
Did you?
I never did see him.
But you went and peeked through the fence? You went to peek through the fence?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to see that movie star.
Yeah.
Just to say I'd seen him.
Exactly.
And then the war was very dull and tacky.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how long John was gone? When he was overseas, when he was in Hawaii?
I would say a year.
And that was when you had Suzanne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.